Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what Floridians are being told as the storm Ian is expected to hit their state later in the week. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Anticipate power outages. That is something that will likely to happen with a hurricane of this magnitude. Anticipate fuel disruptions. That's something that could happen with a hurricane of this magnitude. And also anticipate that in certain areas of the state, if you are in a very vulnerable area, there may even be evacuations that are issued.
Ian is currently swirling in the Caribbean as a tropical storm, but is expected to strengthen rapidly overnight with western Cuba as its next target. The president's national security advisor says as America and its allies continue to support Ukraine, the Russian people have a decision to make.
Jake Sullivan says the United States is committed to giving assistance to Ukraine as Russian President Vladimir Putin ramps up forces and holds votes in occupied territories to support his war. On ABC's This Week, Sullivan says Russians should see this not as a sign of strength.
They're signs that Russia and Putin are struggling badly, and it will be the Russian people ultimately who make the determination about how Russia proceeds.
As many Russians protest a troop surge, the West promises strong sanctions if Russia's threats of nuclear weapons use persist.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The January 6th House Select Committee is planning another hearing for this Wednesday. California Democratic Congressman Pete Aguilar.
This hearing that we have coming up on Wednesday will be a continuation of what we heard in June and July, which was that the president played a direct role in trying to undermine our democratic institutions and prevent a peaceful transfer of power.
Aguilar speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Pope Francis has traveled to southern Italy to close out an Italian church congress that coincided with Italy's national election. Italy's bishops' conference had earlier urged Italians to cast ballots in the eagerly watched election that could bring Italy to its first far-right government since World War II. Minneapolis begins a new plan to crack down on rising crime.
The frustration from people who live in Minneapolis has never been higher.
The dead bodies are happening here. The violence is happening.
This resident focusing on one of many areas in Minneapolis where people no longer feel safe amid skyrocketing crime and violence.
Clearly, we all know we have a lot of work to do.
Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey announcing a multi-agency crime crackdown effort, he says, though a plan that comes with doubt over the city's revolving door criminal justice system and a plan to pull investigators from sex crimes, robbery, and homicide to work the streets in a department that's hemorrhaged 350 police officers in the last 2 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
More information coming out about the suspect charged with killing 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson last Sunday in a hit-and-run in North Dakota.
The neighbors of 41-year-old Shannon Brandt are speaking out following the death of 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson. Brandt apparently admitted to mowing Ellingson down with an SUV. One neighbor described him as, quote, nuts his whole life and said he should have been in a mental health institute. An affidavit shows Brandt called 911 and said someone was threatening him and that he was part of a Republican extremist group. Several neighbors told Fox News they thought mental health was tied to the incident and not politics. Another neighbor said Brandt had too much to drink the night Ellingson was killed, and when he's drunk, he goes on rampages. They also said Brandt's bond seemed low at $50,000.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, and I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.